The reading's from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, but I'm going to start reading from verse 11. Since, then, we know what it is to fear the Lord, we try to persuade men. What we are is plain to God, and I hope it is also plain to your conscience. We are not trying to commend ourselves to you again, but are giving you an opportunity to take pride in us, so that you can answer those who take pride in what is seen rather than what is in the heart. If we are out of our mind, it is for the sake of God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. And all this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
Amen. Thank you, Austin. Please do keep that open, and let's pray. Lord God, our Father, we want to pray that you would teach us from your word this morning. As you do that, please guide us by your Spirit. And please give us and grow us in faith, hope, and love. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. Amen. Amen. Okay, right. As I say, please do keep that passage before you, because we're going to use it this morning to hear what God is saying to us. And we're going to be thinking about poppies. All right, so I've got my poppy here and I've brought one here. So we'll have seen plenty of these around over the last few weeks. And there's some here I noticed actually. I'm not very good on my flowers, but I'm assuming these are poppies. I'm just looking for some. Yeah, some people are nodding their heads. Yes, do you think these are poppies? Yes, poppies. Anyway, this is a poppy. And lots of people are wearing them. And people have worn something like this ever since 1921. Okay, 1921, poppies have been sold to encourage us to remember. And at first it was to remember those who died in the First World War, who died in the poppy fields of Flanders. And that is a Flanders field with its poppies. That's in Belgium and in the French border. But since then, the poppy has called us to remember all those who died in later conflicts as well, and to support those who suffer because of war as a result of their military service. Now, we're going to do something really good this morning. We're going to make our own poppy. So we're going to need a bit of help to do that. We're going to make our own poppy, and what we've got is we've got four petals. Four petals, and each petal has a letter on it, and each letter spells out the word poppy. P-O-P-P-Y. Okay? So, we're going to think of our first P, and we need our first petal, and around the room, there are some petals. You've maybe seen some big red petals, and I need a volunteer to go and find me. They don't all have a P on. One with a P on. Okay? So Abby, you think you've found one, do you? Do you want to go and get it and bring it up? And where's Rachel? Rachel's going to give me a hand here. Okay, you go and get. It's going to have a P on it, all right? Make sure it's got a P, the letter P. Right, and what we're going to do, we're going to build our poppy on here. Okay, now, I don't think you're going to be able to reach, are you? So Rachel's going to help. Are you all right on there, Rachel? Yeah. You're all right with heights. Okay, thanks, Abby. So hopefully you can you'll see that when it comes up. And what does per stand for? What does per stand for? Oh, that's come up a bit early. Okay. Okay, if the game away, didn't it? But yeah, it does. What does it stand for? Purpose. All right, so it stands for purpose. Stay. Great. The poppy speaks of purpose. The people that we remember today, they went to fight World War I, World War II, and other conflicts for a purpose. And that purpose, our purpose, was to ensure a better future for us. So some of you have maybe seen these words before. These were written at the time of World War I. They find themselves on quite a lot of memorials. When you go home, tell them of us and say, for your tomorrows, we gave our today. Have you heard those words before or read them? They went for a purpose. They went to give us a better future. Now, God has a purpose. God has a purpose for this world and for his people. And we read of it in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. So hopefully you've got your Bibles open because we're going to see it. It will come up on the screen as well. But 2 Corinthians chapter 5, in the bit that Alison didn't read, verse 5. For it is God who created us for this very purpose. And he's given us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. What is the Apostle Paul talking about there? What is it that is to come? What was God's purpose? It is to create a new world. That's the purpose. That's always been God's plan. God's plan is to bring about not just a better future for the world, but a perfect future for the world. How about that? That's God's purpose, a perfect future. And so the world is heading to a future day when Jesus is going to come back. And he's going to judge everyone who's ever lived. And that's what is being referred to in verse 10 of our Bible passage. Please have a look at it. Verse 10. It's not on the screen, but it's in the Bibles, where we read these words, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Wow. We're all going to be there. And on that day, the Bible tells us that all wickedness and all evil will be destroyed. Everything that is bad about this world will be dealt with by Jesus and done away with by Jesus. And God will create a new, perfect earth. Very, very different to this world. A place where there is no more death, no more crying, no more pain. What a place that is. Can you imagine a place like that? It's very hard for us to imagine a place that's perfect like that, isn't it? A place with no more remembrance days. It won't be in the calendar because there won't be any wars. No more war. How about that? No more war. No more selfishness, no more oppression, no more violence, no more killing, no more death. So there won't be any dead people to remember because there's no more death. Let me ask you, wouldn't it be great to live in a world like that? And the brilliant news is that we can. We can. It's extraordinary because this place, this perfect world, it's a real place. And God's purpose is for people to be there. It is possible for us to be there. And my question is, how is it possible for us to be there? That's a good question to ask, isn't it? How is it possible for us to be there? Because it's a perfect place. And if it's a perfect place, only perfect people can be there. Otherwise, it'd get mucked up and it wouldn't be perfect, would it? But you know, and I know, that we're not perfect. And just in case you're here this morning and you've kidded yourself that you are perfect, well, the Bible tells us very, very clearly that we're not. We've all sinned. We've all failed. We've all blown it. We're all rebels against God. That's what sin is, rebelling against God. We've all fought against God, doing what we want instead of what he wants, going our own way instead of his way. Sin has made us God's enemies. It's put us out of sorts with God. It stops us knowing God. It makes it impossible for us to be with God. Things are not all right between us and God. They are all wrong. And God is just, and he can't just forget our sins. He's fair, he's just. He can't pretend that we're good when we're not. So the question is, how can people like you and me be in God's perfect place forever? Well, let's move on to our next petal to find out. So we've got a P. Remember, we're spelling the word poppy, so what's the next letter? Okay, Joel. Okay, oh, so you need to go and find me an O, all right? I need an O. Can you see one? Thank you, Rachel. Off you come then, come on. Quick as you can. Brilliant. Okay, give it to Rachel. So, yeah, so an O. And before it comes up on the screen, who knows what O might stand for? There's lots of letters beginning with O, isn't there? Thank you, Joe. Yes. O stands for offering. Offering. Hope you can see that in big letters for us all to see. Offering. The poppy, it speaks of an offering. The people that we remember today, they wanted a better future for us, and in order to bring it about, they offered themselves for military service, and they died. And each and every year at this time of year, we often hear of their stories, don't they? I never fail to be moved by some of these accounts. And in our town, in the town center in Marketplace, there is a memorial with a statue of a soldier on it. And the names of some of the men of Kendal are on there. And on the bit where it's got the names of the people who served in the First World War, this is what it says. I think. There it is. You recognize that? Hope so. In honor of the men of Kendal who loyally served in the Great War, 1914 to 18, so 100 years ago, and in fond and grateful remembrance of those named thereon who gave their lives for their country. You see those last words? Who gave. They gave their lives for their country. It's an offering, that. But the Bible speaks of an even greater offering, a much bigger offering, the greatest offering of all, to make it possible for us to be with God in his perfect new world. God has made an offering. He offered his son. And Jesus came and offered his life for us. This is what our passage says. Verse 14 and 15. We're told, if you can see it, that Jesus died for all. You see that? Jesus died for all. He gave his life as a very special offering, a sin offering. And that's what verse 21 speaks of, where we read these extraordinary words. Please look at it with me. God made him, and the him there is Jesus, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us so that we might become the righteousness of God. Righteousness of God means to be right with God. Jesus is the only person who's ever been right with God. He's the only person who deserves to be in God's new world. Yet on the cross, he became sin for us. He became a sin offering. He took the punishment we deserve for our sin that we might become the righteousness of God, that we might become right with God, so that we can be new creations, fit for life in the new creation. Jesus became like us. he became like an enemy. And he was treated by God like an enemy. He took our sin. And he was treated as an enemy on the cross so that we, who really are enemies, might become like him. God's friends, God's family, his children. Just pause and think about that for a moment. That's huge, isn't it? What an amazing sacrifice. What an amazing offering. He did it, not because we deserve it, we don't. He did it. He became a sin offering for us because he loves us. And he wants us to be with him and with God the Father in that perfect world. Which brings us to our next petal. So we've got two. I said we've got four. So P, O, what's the next letter? What's the next letter? Yeah, Niall, do you know? P. P-O-P. So do you want to go and find me another P? Can you do that? Can you see one? In the right. Right corner. Right in the corner. Can you see it? Yeah. Maybe Roy will hand it to you. Brilliant. Good lad. So you bring that up to the front of Rachel. We'll stick it on our board. So we're almost getting there with our poppy. And as Niall is bringing that up and Rachel is sticking it on, you can think, okay, what does this P stand for? P, purpose. O, offering. P. That's a good guess. Perfect, but it's not perfect. Power. Not power.
Peace.
Peace. Let's have a look. Oh. There we go. Peace. The poppy speaks to us about peace. And that's what the servicemen and women died to bring us, peace. Their sacrifice made peace possible. That's what we enjoy today. We're here this morning. We're enjoying peace, aren't we? And we enjoy peace in this country today because of their sacrifice. And peace, the best peace of all, is possible and available through Jesus' sacrifice. Just look at verses 18 and 19. This is the result of Jesus' sacrifice. All this, it says, is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. Because Jesus died, because he offered himself and was a sin offering, we can now be reconciled to God. What does reconcile mean? It's a big word, isn't it? To reconcile means to end fighting and solve a conflict between two different groups of people and bring them together in a friendly relationship. So you've got two different groups of people, they're enemies, they're fighting. To reconcile is to bring them together in a friendly relationship. Now, remember it's Sunday today, but today is the anniversary of something really amazing that happened. 25 years ago to this very day, the 9th of November, 1989, who can tell me what happened on this day, 25 years ago, something extraordinary. I'll never forget it as long as I live. Yeah, shout out. The Berlin Wall came down, didn't it? On this day, 25 years ago. I'll never forget the scenes. I was watching it on the telly in my room at university. Extraordinary pictures. There is someone hammering at this wall. There's people standing on the wall, smashing it down with pickaxes and sledgehammers. That was the day that the Berlin Wall came down. It marked the end, the kind of symbolic end of the Cold War between East and west. The barrier was down, the war was over, a new relationship was possible, and people who had been enemies became friends. When Jesus died on the cross, the great barrier that stood between us and God was broken down. It was removed. Peace, reconciliation is now possible between sinful people and the holy God. We can be forgiven for fighting against God. We can become his friends forever. And that's the wonderful thing about the peace that Jesus has won. It's unlike the peace that we have in this world that people fight for. That never lasts. But the peace that Jesus won on the cross, peace between people and God, it lasts forever. It's eternal, which is absolutely fantastic. So where does that leave us? Finally, we've got one more petal. Where does that leave us? One more petal. And then we've got all our four petals. P-O-P. Naomi? What? P. Yeah. So it's quite an easy exercise. This is lots of P's, isn't there? So we need another petal with a P on it. Okay. Let's hope it stays on. And this is a difficult P. I don't know if you'll get this one. Anyone have any idea what this P is about or what it stands for? Yeah? What? Preposition? That is a fantastic word. Brilliant. Well, thank you. What does that mean? Preposition. I haven't got a piece of card long enough for that. I mean, in some ways, it could be a preposition. So thank you so much for that. It's a shorter word.
Prosperity.
Not prosperity.
Perfect.
Not perfect. It's this. Plea. Plea. Okay, so I'll try and get this up on here so that we can see it. Plea. Have a look. If you've got a poppy, have a look at the words in the middle on the black bit. You know what they say? What does it say? Because this poppy stands as a plea. Who knows what it says? Okay, we'll get the picture up. And we'll see. Can you see it? It says poppy appeal. So the poppy stands as a plea, an urgent request or appeal. Poppy appeal. What is the poppy appeal? Please, please, please support our soldiers. Look at what they've done for you and give something. That's the plea. Our Bible passage speaks of a plea, an urgent appeal, an appeal that God makes. It's there in verse 20. Take a look. Verse 20 on the screen as well. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Do you see God's appeal? God's plea to people who are still fighting against him by ignoring him and living life their way? God's appeal, God's plea is, please, please, please make peace with me while you can. Be reconciled to me. Stop fighting against me. Turn to me. Receive my offer of peace. Receive my offer of forgiveness while you can. Receive my offer of eternal friendship by trusting in my son Jesus and his death for you. Say yes to the joy of friendship with me and the hope of a glorious future with me in my perfect world. That's God's plea, his appeal. And do you see who God makes his appeal through? He makes his appeal through people who've already taken him up on the offer. On Christians. Through Christians, through the church. That's why the church is here. This is what the church is for, to be Christ's ambassadors. Sent by him to plead with people, get right with God. Turn, do what we've done. Turn from your sin, put your trust in Jesus. Be reconciled while you can. That's God's plea to us. Look, just look at what I've done for you and give me your life. Plea. purpose, offering, peace, plea. What's missing? What's missing? A why. A why. So we need a why. What else is missing from our poppy? The black bit. So somewhere, I can't remember where I put it, but somewhere there is a black bit. Who wants to go and find the black bit with a why? Yes, go on, thank you. I think there's someone waving right at the back. There's someone pointing there. Brilliant, there we go. Has that got a why on it? And you can think what the why stands for. I'll hold that, Rachel. Did you see that? What does the why stand for? All together?
You.
You. Yes. It stands for you. You. And you. And you. And you. And you. You. Now, in the First World War, 100 years ago, the government in this country encouraged many men to join the army with this poster. There's Lord Kitchener saying, "Your country needs you. Your country needs you." And the emphasis, where's the emphasis in that poster? It's on the you. You. Don't think that this doesn't concern you. This is personal. Yes, you. You are needed. That was the call, and many, many, many answered it. Now, God's call to us is similar in that it's personal, you. But God's call is different in that he does not need you. And he doesn't need me. Doesn't need us. God's the creator of the universe. He doesn't need our help to fight his battles, does he? He doesn't need us. But he does want you. He does. He wants you. Whoever you are, whatever you've done, God wants you. He wants you to be with him in his perfect creation. Jesus died for you. Jesus was punished for your sin. God wants you to repent of your sin, and he wants you to believe in Jesus. He loves you. And if you haven't done that yet, today is a fantastic day to do it. The Sunday nearest to Armistice Day, the 11th day of the 11th month, a day when the weapons were laid down, when the fighting stopped and peace was declared. Why not make this day your very own personal Armistice Day? If you haven't already done that, a day when you stop fighting against God, a day when you turn to the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and submit to him as your Lord. It'd be a brilliant thing to do. So, there's our poppy. P-O-P-P-Y. P, purpose, God's purpose, a new and a perfect world. O, offering. Jesus died for us. P, peace. We can be friends with God. A plea, make friends with God. And a why, you. Your Creator does not need you, but he wants you. He loves you. Will you come? Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for your wonderful purpose and plan. It's always been your plan to create a new and a perfect world. And we thank you that you sent your Son to make that possible. Make it possible for us to be there. We praise you for the offering, the sin offering of Jesus on the cross. And we thank you that because of that we can now be friends with you when we trust in him. We pray that if we haven't already done that, we'd hear that appeal that you give us. Help us to be reconciled to you, to make friends with you through turning from our sin and trusting Jesus. And we thank and praise you that you, the creator of the world, love us. We praise you. Please accept our praise in Jesus' name. Amen.